All right, so we're on the bottom of, oh, I called the bottom, the end of Ayin Aleph and Beis. We asked the question at the fourth line of Ayin Aleph and Beis, and that's going to be our conversation on Ayin Beis and Aleph. So the question we asked last time was the following. We said, Ibai Lahud, Gerishin, Kishtika Damya, okay, I'll come with them. Right? If she takes a neder, and then the husband or the father is quiet and does nothing, sorry, not the father. Is the husband because it's Gerishin. So he divorces her. So when he divorces her, so she takes the nether and then they get divorced. So is that divorce like he says nothing, and then we'll see what happens, or is it like a hakama? And when he divorces her, is it like saying, okay, you know, Lamaisa, we're divorced now. So if I'm divorced, it means that I've tapped out. I know that I don't have any opportunity anymore to do a hafara, because only a husband can do a hafara. Now he's no longer her husband. He's giving up that choice, that opportunity, and it might as well be as if he actually was b'kayim to neder. Which one? So we said l'may nafkamina. So what? Like what? In what example is this going to matter for? So says the Gemara, go and shenadra v'shama baila. She took a neder. Her husband heard. Vigirsha, and he divorced her. Viahadra b'yomen, and the same exact day, he took her back. He marries her again. So, I amar mar kishtika dami, if you want to say, it's like being shosik, it's like saying nothing. So, now, matzi meifila. So now, when they get back together on that very same day, he can still do hafara. Why? Because he hasn't done anything. Right? He's done nothing, so he can go ahead now and he can do hafara. But if it's considered like a hakama, if the Gerishin himself is like he was Mekayim the Neder, so now he's out. Now he's done. Once he was Mekayim, then he's finished. So that was our question. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out, see if we can bring any proofs to prove it one way or the other. So it says the Gemara on top of Ayin Beis and Aleph. Tashma. Okay, so come, let's see what we can find out. Eimasai Amru. So in what case we say, and this we've had this case before, right? Meis habal nitrok da roshoslav. In what case do we say that when the husband dies, the power of hafara now moves to the father? Bizman shalosh habal. That's if what? If the husband hadn't heard, right? He didn't hear what she said. Oh shama vehefer, right? Or if he heard and he was mefer. Oh shama veshasak. Right, v'meis b'bayom, meaning, or he heard and he was mefer, or he heard and he didn't say anything, and then he died that day. Okay, that those are the cases that the Mishnah had given before. Okay, v'yamers gerishin kishtika damu. But if you hold that gerishin is like saying nothing, but listening nami o shama v'girish. Right, I mean, the Gemara didn't give that example. The Mishnah didn't give that example. Gave one of the examples also would be, you know, again, a situation where the Baal can now, you know, he dies and the power of Hafar moves to the father. What should one of the examples be? A case where he was Shama Vigirish, right? He heard what she had to say and he divorced her, right? So if you hold it, it's like Shtika, you should have given that as an example. Fine. The fact that it doesn't say that, Shmamina Gerishin Kakamadamu. Right? Why does the Mishnah not give, presumably, the Gemara wants to say a proof? If the fact that it doesn't give Gerishin as an example, right, why doesn't it say that? That if you're Shama Vagirish would be like these cases of Shama Shasak, etc. The fact doesn't say that. Why didn't it say that? Because it wouldn't work. Because Gerishin is like Hakama. And that's why. If he was Shama Vagirish, what would happen? It would be Kilu was Mekayim the Nether. In which case, it wouldn't pass now the power back to the father, and that's why it doesn't say it. Okay? So Shmamina Gerishin Kakamadomu. So fine. So you see here, sounds like we have a proof that Gerishin is like actually being Mekayim the Nether. Fine. Mar says, nice try. Ema Seifa. And if that's true, now let's turn to the end of that same Mishnah. Avalim Shama Vakiyem, O Shama Vishasak. Right? But what if he heard and was Mekayim? Or he heard and was quiet? Right, meaning either he was Mekayim, or he heard and was quiet, and then dies the next day. Right, meaning that he wasn't made for during that initial 24-hour period. So they in yachal hafer. So he's done. He can't be made for. And if you want to tell me that Gerishin is like being Makayim, so what should the Mishnah have said? Listne, the Bach changes a little bit. Listne nami o shama v'girish. Right? Another example, if you hold a Gerishin, it's like a Kiyom, so what should be another example of when now he's done, he can't be made for anymore? Okay, it's Rishama v'girish. Because Rishama v'girish, he, again, if you hold that, it's like a Kiyom, so that would be another example of a situation where now he's no longer able to be made for anymore, right? Elamid lo katani hachi, the fact that it doesn't say that, Shema mina gerish and kishtiga damu, right? The fact it doesn't give that as an example, so then now you have to tell me that gerish is like saying nothing, right? So basically, the Gemara basically sums it up. Elamid ha lek lamash l'mishma mine. Actually, this mission is not going to be helpful for us. You can't learn anything from it. Why? Because he reisha dafka nasiv seifa mishum reisha. He seifa dafka nasiv reisha mishum seifa. Basically, in both cases, you could have given Gerishin as an example. And whichever time you would have given it, or basically, however you want to read this Mishnah, you have trouble. If you read the reisha as is specifically excluding Gerishin for some specific reason, so now the reason now it excludes it in the seifa, probably just, as usual, just to mirror the Reisha. But you don't know which one, basically, is the place where it's explicit, it's on purpose. Is it in the Reisha where it excludes it on purpose, or in the Seif where it excludes it on purpose? And what's for sure true, it's not excluding both on purpose, right? So, and the problem is, we don't know which one is the scenario where the Mishnah is excluding the case of Gerishin, either because it really believes, right, the Gerishin has to be out because it's specific, or no, I'm just excluding it because the other side, the other one excluded it. And so if that's, and the whole goal here is to say, oh, there's a specific exclusion here because there's an implication of the opposite. You can't make that argument here because it doesn't work, right? So the fact that it's not mentioned at all means I can't tell you which, meaning it's probably true on one of the two sides that excluding Gerishin is specific, and it's for good reason to imply the opposite. But it's not there. So, and since it's not there, I can't make any inference from what's being left in and what's being left out. Fine. So nothing to say from that Mishnah. Okay. All right, so let's try again. So, Tashma. Nadra v'hiarusa. Okay, so what happens, the case was, she took a neder and she's an arusa. Good. That's a lot of our cases here. Takes the nether, she's an arusa, vinis garsha, and then she gets divorced. He divorces her, vinis arsa babayom. And now she gets engaged again, or has erusin to, we'll see, probably somebody else, right? I feel lamea. So you mentioned it earlier, even to 100 people, right? All the same day. Avia ubala acharon bifir nidareya. Right? So in that scenario, what happens? So we said that her father and whoever the final husband is still able to be made for her neder from that day. Okay? So what do you see? Shema mina, gerishin kishtiga damu. Right? If this halacha is correct, right, that she took a neder during the day, and she got divorced and re-erisined 100 times. And at the end of that whole story, what happens? The final husband, who's now married to her, has the ability to be made for her neder. So what do you see? Must be that gerishin is like shtika. Right, why? The ika hakama damu mi matzi mefer aris acharon nidre de ukim aris rishon. And if that's true, how could the last guy be made for the nether? The very first husband was mekayim, right? Because he divorced her. Right? If a gerishin is like a hakama, there should be no conversation even that there's ability for someone for the last husband, whatever number he is, 2 through 100 or more than that, to be made for the nether afterwards. It was already Mekuyam the first time she got divorced. Fine. Okay, so answer the Gemara, no. Hachama eskinan bishloshama aras rishon. No, I'll tell you the case. What's the case? The case is that the first husband didn't hear about it. Right? And if he didn't hear about it, so maybe this argument that Gerishin is like the reason there's still the ability for the last guy to be made for is because the first husband didn't hear, right? So you can't prove to me from here that Gerishin is like Shtika. Maybe Gerishin really is like Hakama, but that only would be true if he heard it. Okay, that's the assumption here. Okay, the Gemara says, wait a second. But that's only true. You can only do that if you assume the case is that the husband did the aris rishon didn't hear the nether. Okay, if that's true, my irya bobayom. Meaning, okay, but if you want to tell me the case is that the husband didn't hear, so he didn't hear it. So then, who cares about that very day? Right? That very day doesn't have some special status if he didn't hear about it, right? Take a look at the Mefarish, right? Hachamai skinan kishlo ashama aris rishon. See, Ram? In the Mefarish, it's like 4 or 5 lines down in the skin lines. So hachamai skinan kishlo ashama aris rishon. This is what Gar just said before. Kodem shagirsha, right? Before he didn't hear before he divorced her. Via hachi matzi mefer aris achron. This is why the aris achron can be mefer still, right? Because again, no one knew, the first guy didn't know about it. So his gerushin wouldn't count as a hakama because he didn't know it existed. Halav hachi lo, the gerushin ki hakama domain. And if not, maybe the gerushin is like a hakama. Fine. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. If that's the case, they didn't hear about it. So my area, right? My area inis arsa la achar bobayom. The matzah the mefer. Who cares that she got, the whole case is that she continues to get engaged over and over again to someone on the same day. Right, afila acher meyayam imnami im yis arsa la acher lihavi aris acher mefir hovelo niru la aris rishon. Meaning again, it says noted this before that if the nether was something that the aris had never noticed and never knew about, so that doesn't lose his opportunity to be mefir. So if that's true, your whole case was very specific. It was the case of bobayom. If you're telling me the case is that he didn't hear it, so then the bobayom part doesn't matter anymore. So that can't be the example. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So answer the Gemara. No, kishalo shama arus vishamaaf. No. So what happens? The case was, you're right, the arus didn't hear about it, but the father did hear about it. Why does that matter? The bobayom hu the matzi mefer. Avamikam ve'elech lo matzi mefer. Because as long as someone heard it, it's true. It might be the case where the arus didn't hear, but the father heard. So as long as the father heard, now bobayom makes a difference because now the clock is ticking because the father heard. And that's what's happening here. Fine.
So what's the significance of the fact that the verse says Elo and Mea, even to 100 people?
It doesn't have any relevance. Yeah, it just all it means to say is that it doesn't matter how many.
Okay.
It could be 1,000.
Okay.
It could be a gazillion. I mean, a fil and mea just means a fil, even if it's a gazillion. Right? Okay. It doesn't make any difference. Yeah. Number of people makes no difference, mm-hmm. as long as it still happens on the same day. So there would be the ability for that last guy to be made for. That's the point.
So then I don't still understand what the Gemara's point is here.
Yeah.
I get, so the father heard about it. The clock is ticking. Great. But the husband still hasn't heard about it. So doesn't his clock doesn't start until he hears about it. So I still don't understand why the bobayom is important. It's the bobayom that the father heard. Otherwise.
Yeah. This is the first time we've talked about actually this question, I think, about, you know, one of just the father hearing, but not the husband. I don't think we've talked about this case before. So let's take a look at.
So there's a note here that basically says, once the father's already heard the vow, her betrothed cannot nullify it on a different day.
Yeah, that's all it says. Look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish writes, "Eina chanami elav hamachma askirin b'shelo shama arus rishon aval shama ha'av v'hol de bo bayom shama tzarech lahafir bo bayom dechsev bayom shama." Right. Meaning the point is, we could do the opposite. What it sounds like the Gemara is saying is that as long as either one of them hears it, right, now the clock starts. Even if
the clock starts for both, regardless.
It sounds like it. Because by the way, at that point, what could also happen? Father could go over to the others and be like, hey, guess what I heard, right? So now that's been heard, so now everybody's on the clock. Look at the Ran. B'shalosh shama aris v'shama av. So the Ran says, "Mishum shmiya da'av hu tikatani bobayom." That the bobayom is saying about the shmiya da'av. V'lav lashminan rebusa al dina hachi hu. The kaven the ikas shmiya da'av dafka bobayom. Aval amachar liyoma acharin allah. Right, meaning that that's actually what the Mishnah itself is teaching us. He wants to argue that the point the Mishnah is teaching is this exact point, that the case is that the, you know, if the Baal Rishon, or if the Baal never heard it, right, but the father did, so then the bobayom still matters. Right, that's the, like that itself is the chiddush. Right, the bobayom is the thing that makes a difference in that scenario. Fine. But if that's true, just by the way, then we still don't have a proof, right? Meaning, to get back to our original. So that is true. Right. Yeah. But yeah, what were you going
to say? No, exactly what you just said. We're back to.
Right, but in the end of the day, so there's two points here. Right. Point number one is, and this always happens when we're trying to prove things, right? In the Gemara, we always find ourselves towards other. It's the point, right? You find yourselves, you know, not accidentally, but bumping into other halachos. So this is an important point itself. Right, it sounds like the ticking clock starts with either the husband or the father hearing. So that's a point, anyways, that's learned from this Mishnah. But in terms of the second point, which is the reason why we quoted the Mishnah, right, which is try to prove whether Gerishin is Kishtika or Gerishin is Kakama, it sounds like at this point we still don't have an answer, right? Because the original point was what? We wanted to say. So the point being that the Baal Acharon could still be Mefer. So we said, so what do you see from here? That Gerishin is Kishtika, right? Because if Gerishin was Ka'akama, how could the last guy be Mefer, right? And we said, and so we started to say, no, he didn't hear, right? And that's why there's no proof, and you can still have a situation where the, you know, that's why he can still be Mayfair. The 100th guy can still be Mayfair because the Gerishin doesn't have that impact, right? But we said, but then we said, wait a second, if that's true, how does the whole case work? Oh, if you said, no problem, why is it still Bobayom? Oh, that's because it has to do with the father, right? But regardless, what's still true is we still now don't know, right? You don't have anything to tell me about the fact that the last Aris is able to be Mayfair. That has nothing to do with the status of the Gerishin. Right, because it could be that he heard that she did hear it. In which case, it's not Akama, it's only Shtika. Or it could be that he didn't hear it. In which case, right? In which case, if he didn't hear, so the father's gonna be the one, right? The father, but the father heard. In which case, maybe his gear should have no impact for that reason, right? So we don't. So the bottom line is we don't know anything from this Mishnah in terms of that point. But by the way, we learned that the Shmiah of the father starts the clock. That much we learned. Fine. So let's try again. Okay, so we still don't know if it's Gerishin Kalkama or Gerishin is Kishtika. So Tashma. Nadra Bobayom. Okay, she took a neder that day. Sorry, Nadra Bobayom Girsha. She took a neder. That day he divorced her. Vichzira Bobayom. And then he remarries her the same day. Ein Yachal Hafer. Okay, in that situation where she took a neder, same day he divorced her and was Machzor Gerushasa, went ahead and married her again, all to Erison, as usual. So, Ein Yachal Hafer, he's not able to do Hafara. Shema Mina, Gerushin Ka'akama, what does it sound like? It sounds like Gerushin is like Ka'akama, because why in the world is he not able to be Mefer after he marries her again on the same day? Must be that the Gerushin was a way of being Makan the Nether. So answer the Gemara, no, hacha benisua naskida. No, I'll tell you, that's not true. Because again, every time we've talked about this before, it's only true as long as there's still the ability to, you know, as long as it's only an erusin. But once it's nisuin, so then he's not able to hafar anymore. So what's nisuin naskida? Vahanu taima de ein yachal hafar mishum de ein habal mei for bekobin. Because what's the rule? The rule is, whenever they do nisuin, a husband to nisuin, you know, a husband who marries a woman, and they do nisuin, so then he can't be made for the things that were in place before they got married. So it's like a new, in this case, even though he was the one who was married to the initial case, but nevertheless, when he goes ahead and he marries her to nisuin, so that's why he can't be made for. But it has nothing to do with the fact that it was a gerishin, that the gerishin is a kiyum. No, it's because the fact that they did a nisuin, so now that now he can't be made for things that happened initially.
Which makes sense, right? Because you know that or other. Here when it quoted the Mishnah, it didn't say if it was an Arusa or not, or it was a real marriage and then a divorce.
right? Because all the other times it always said she was
Nisarsa.
Right, and here it didn't say.
Here it doesn't say that. That's a fair hara. Right, you could have made the Gemara. I thought the Gemara could have, if you're just trying to be docha, right? So the chiyah probably could have happened either way. But you're right, it does. I mean, as long as it's ambiguous, again, because if you're trying to prove it, then you better prove it, right? So to be docha, you have much less of a, you know, the bar is much lower to just be able to knock out an argument, right? That's why it's always easier to be the knockout guy, right? Because it's always easier to knock out someone else's proof than to make your own, to bring your own proof. But yeah, fine. But I think it's also interesting to note, you could have argued that this whole rule, right, that the Baal can't be Mefer Bekodman, only apply the Nedarim that she took before there was Nisuan. You could make that argument that only be true if he wasn't the husband during Erisin when she made the Nether, right? And this is also Chiddush, I think, that the Gemara is trying to make the argument that Ein Baal Mefer Bekodman applies even if the Nether was taken while she herself, while he himself was the Erisin husband, right, in that scenario. Just take a look at the Mefarish here. Hacham Nisuan Askinan, Hadigatani Girish VeChazira. Right, this case here that they did that again. They divorced, and then he brought her back. Could go in Shaniseis. This is important. Okay, this is important. This is why. Good. What's the case? Could go in Shaniseis VeNadra VeGirsha BeYom Shama VeHechzira Bo. Okay, what's the case? Not they started as Erison. Started as Nisuan. Okay, that's the case. And they started as Nisuan, and then she took a neder, and then he divorced her on the same day. V'chzira bo bayom. And then was machzir grushaso. Then the achshav yatsa asha achas l'rishus asma. In that scenario, when he divorced her, she goes to her own rishus for a moment before they get remarried. V'afo b'shechzira, even though he marries her again, nasis k'nisua la'achar. It's k'ilu, she was married to somebody else. The lo matzi mefer achshav. The lo matzi mefer, she can't do it afara. The achshav hein kodmin, because now, well, I guess he's making this argument. I mean, I said, what do you mean kodmin? He was one who was married to her. So the Mefarish is saying, well, now that she had a minute when she wasn't married to him and she was in her own rishus, so at that point, that's considered kodmin. Because it's not zeh klal kol shelo yatzer rishus atzma shah achas avyu bala mefir nidareh, which we saw this in the Mishnah before. As long as she doesn't need her own rishus for one moment, right, then her husband and father can continue to be mefir nidareh. Ha yatzer rishus atzma. Right, but if she goes to Rishus Asma even for a moment, then it's over. So I'm just saying. So fine. It happens to be the case that Mefarish is saying is that the case is though that she started. It was Nisuan first. She took the neder, and then he divorces her and remarries her. But the reason that is the reason it's considered Kodman is because she has that moment where she's no longer married and she's on her own. So at that point. The new marriage is considered a totally new marriage, and that's considered kodmin, right? The nidarim that she took before she was ever married to him, even though again he was the husband at the time. But fine. So the bottom line is we don't learn anything from this case either, right?
This case is still talking about anara.
This case is still anara. You're saying because once she gets divorced,
does she go back to the father's
rishus? The Ron says different than the Mefarish, actually. He says that the Nisuan could be on either side. Just look for one second. Look at the Ron. Or we'll look at tomorrow. But he says, La'olam em lacha degeirish in kishtika damyan. V'halcha hainu tamim v'shim de Nisua askinan o b'tchila o b'sof. One of the cases, one of the marriages was a Nisuan. V'shim hachi lo matzim yefer de'ein abal meyef bekobmin. Maybe we'll come back tomorrow. You don't have time anymore. Fine, we'll stop here. Maybe tomorrow we'll come back just to clarify that last part. Okay, sure.